Welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty, an industry podcast for loyalty marketing professionals. I'm Paula Thomas, the founder of Let's Talk Loyalty. Today's episode is hosted by Tom Peace, Managing Director of The Loyalty People, a strategic consultancy with a laser focus on loyalty, CRM, and customer engagement. The Loyalty People also runs a free global community for anyone working in the loyalty industry. If you're working in loyalty marketing, make sure to join Let's Talk Loyalty every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to hear the latest ideas from loyalty experts around the world. This show is brought to you by the Loyalty and Awards Conference, the leading annual event for loyalty professionals in the travel industry. Make sure to join us this year from the 9th to the 11th of October in Rio de Janeiro for the perfect mix of inspiring content and exciting awards. Check out loyaltyandawards.com for more information and to register.
Hi, I'm Tom Peace, Managing Director of The Loyalty People and presenter of Let's Talk A Little Loyalty. Welcome to this week's short summary show. We're now at the halfway point in my first year of producing these short summary shows, and I really hope you're enjoying them. Please do let me know any feedback you have. In this week's episode of Let's Talk A Little Loyalty, I'll be showcasing some key learnings from Paula's original interview with Matthew Stevens, formerly Albertsons Director of Loyalty Programs and Strategy, who shared how the loyalty programs supported the dramatic transformation of their business in direct response to changing consumer behaviours and expectations. The original interview with Albertsons showcases a masterclass in retail loyalty strategy and success. For those listeners not aware, Albertsons is the second largest grocery retailer in the United States, with around 2,300 retail stores across multiple brands, including Albertsons, Safeway, Shaw's, Randall's, and United Supermarkets. The most interesting aspect of this interview, in my opinion, is that the success of the loyalty program development was driven right from the very top of the business. The C-suite really understood the impact the customer retention and engagement would have on driving the business forward. And Matthew talks about how the CEO evangelizes loyalty in an earnings call. This is great to hear and a clear sign of how impactful loyalty schemes can be on a business when done right. Albertsons have reinvented their loyalty program very quickly. Previously, this was a fairly standard grocery style type program, utilizing personalized offers to engage customers based on their purchase behavior. Over just a short time, Albertsons have transformed their program into a market-leading engagement tool, and here is how they did it. Firstly, they unified the e-com and loyalty apps into one to give the customer a seamless experience. This will have driven a huge boost in interactions with loyalty. Albertsons also created one loyalty brand across all their retail brands under the 4U banner, creating synergy across all their retail outlets for all customers. Next, Albertsons introduced a birthday perk, which may sound like a small benefit, but I know from experience that customers absolutely love this treat, and the impact in terms of advocacy can be huge. Subscription options were also introduced to provide exclusive benefits and savings for customers willing to invest in the brand. Not only does this secure a revenue stream, but the impact on loyalty when a customer is invested in the brand are extremely significant. Lastly, Albertsons also extended their customer experience outside of their shopping experience, using the app as an aid to cooking, literally putting all the ingredients together. This was a fascinating podcast to review, and there are so many excellent tips for anyone working in the sector. I'd highly recommend listening to the main show, which can be found at www.letstalkloyalty.com and first aired on the 12th of May 2022, episode number 222. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed my summary show. All the best and speak to you soon, Tom.
This show is sponsored by The Wise Marketeer, the world's most popular source of loyalty marketing news, insights, and research. The Wise Marketeer also offers loyalty marketing training through its Loyalty Academy, which has already certified over 500 executives in 38 countries as certified loyalty marketing professionals. For more information, check out thewisemarketeer.com and loyaltyacademy.org. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Loyalty. If you'd like us to send you the latest shows each week, simply sign up for the Let's Talk Loyalty newsletter on letstalkloyalty.com, and we'll send our best episodes straight to your inbox. And don't forget that you can follow Let's Talk Loyalty on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we'd love for you to share your feedback and reviews. Thanks again for supporting the show.